We're told very loudly and often to lift up our hearts. We're told that good humor will soften fate's deadliest darts. So always about our domestic troubles may be, we just shake with amusement and sing with glee. Hey-ho, mum's had those times again. Granny's in bed with her varicose veins again. Everyone's gay because dear cousin Florrie was run down on Saturday night by a lorry. The whole world light as a bubble. The family thrilled because Elsie's in trouble. When Albert fell down all the steps of the town, all he got three bad cuts and a bruise. We're delighted to be able to say we're unable to pay up our debts. We're excited because Percy's got names and we've run up a bill at the vet. Three cheers, Ernie's got boils again. Everything's covered with ointments and oils again. Now he's had seven, so God's in his heaven, and now he's the end of the news. We're told that it's dismal and dreary to air our despair. We're told to be gallant and cheery and banish our care. So when fortune hands us a cup of hemlock to quaff, we just give a slight hiccup and laugh. Hey ho, what a catastrophe! Grandfather's brain is beginning to atrophy. Last Sunday night, after eating an apple, he made a rude noise in the Methodist chapel. Now don't laugh. Poor Mrs. Mason was washing some balls in the lavatory basin when that old corroded gas heater exploded and blew us back into the mood. We're in clover, Uncle George is in clink for refusing to work for the war. Now it's over, Auntie Maud seems to think he'll be far better safe than before. Hey-ho, hi diddle diddle. Aunt Isabel Shingles have met in the middle. She's buried in Devon, so God's in his heaven, and that is the end of the news.